Colorado regulators deny Xcel Energy's gas system plan. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission, PUC, has dealt a significant blow to Xcel Energy's plans to build and maintain its methane gas pipeline system. The PUC declined to approve much of Xcel's gas infrastructure plan, which outlined the utility's forecasted investments in methane gas infrastructure over the coming years. This decision is a major victory for environmental groups who have been pushing for cleaner alternatives to traditional gas infrastructure. Xcel had requested approval of a plan to spend $2.9 billion on its methane gas pipeline system from 2025 to 2030 and to charge customers for this infrastructure for decades to come. However, the PUC rejected many of Xcel's requests, citing concerns that the utility is biased by its profit motive to spend more money on gas infrastructure that does not benefit customers or align with Colorado's climate objectives. The decision highlights the growing tension between the energy sector and regulators who are pushing for cleaner alternatives. Xcel executives are making millions of dollars each year even as customer complaints and service disconnections have increased, sparking concerns about the utility's priorities. Sarah Tresetter, senior energy organizer for Sierra Club Colorado, praised the PUC's decision, saying that it recognizes the enormous societal costs of methane gas infrastructure. Continuing to invest in dated infrastructure is not economic when Xcel operates an electric utility that can provide the same services with less environmental and cost risk. The PUC adopted proposals from several public interest groups that included better aligning forecasts of gas system needs with state decarbonization policy, a cost-saving non-pipeline alternative program to offer electrification incentives for customers whose gas service lines Xcel plans to replace. These measures will help ensure that Xcel aligns its plans to build and maintain energy infrastructure with state and local clean energy policies. The PUC's decision sets a precedent for other utilities to follow, as the demand for cleaner alternatives continues to grow. Kiki Velez, Equitable Gas Transition Lead at NRDC, noted that Xcel has an opportunity to give households a real choice to switch to cleaner, healthier electric alternatives. Instead of spending more than $375 million replacing the pipelines that connect individual homes to the gas system, that money should go toward making electric options accessible for customers who want it. The PUC's decision is a significant step towards reducing Colorado's reliance on methane gas infrastructure. As the demand for cleaner alternatives continues to grow, regulators must ensure that utilities like Xcel are held accountable for their environmental impact. This decision highlights the importance of public interest groups in shaping energy policy. The PUC's adoption of proposals from these groups demonstrates a commitment to prioritizing clean energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The ongoing gas rate case and the Clean Heat Plan will continue to shape Xcel's plans for its methane gas pipeline system. As the utility navigates these proceedings, it is clear that regulators are determined to ensure that Xcel aligns with state and local clean energy policies.